Welcome back, everybody, to episode 107 of Off the Field Podcast. I am Austin Kleschka, or Spidey, as some of you know me as.
I am Captain America from Softball, Friday edition of the pod.
Yes, yes. Just a few scheduling things this week where I was pushing it back, but we are back. I know we missed last week, and that was because you were under the weather. And
yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know if Vegas decided to make me pay for gambling and losing, but I was definitely, I was congested, I was coughing, my head was hurting, like, yeah, but I'm feeling better.
That can't be it, because almost everybody goes to Vegas and loses money. I'd say 95%.
More or less.
Yeah. So let's get this out of the way right away. A super opening promo. Let's just promo all this stuff. Podcast, it goes up every week. Mostly.
Mostly on Thursday's audio version.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
And video versions go up Friday, same time, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern.
That's right. You can follow him on Instagram at Captain America from Softball. You can follow me on Instagram at Austin Kleschka. You can follow my YouTube channel at Austin Kleschka. And I think that's all the promoing for now. And follow the podcast at otf.podcast on Instagram. And you can see all the content of the podcast, the Kleschka vlogs, any series that I'm posting. So there you go. We said it at the beginning for once.
We usually
save that at the end.
Yeah, but now we got it out of the way.
And there's something else we need to get out of the way. Something we need to address. Something you need to address.
Oh, yeah. So, obviously, like 2 weeks ago now.
Yes.
I did say 50 comments.
Yes.
I was going to open a box.
Yes.
Technically, we did reach that mark.
We did. A dedicated fan commented one 50 fan, times.
One fan commented 50 times.
Okay, we didn't put any rules on it.
We didn't. But we also expected 50 different comments, or at least I did.
Well, I didn't even expect 50 comments.
Yeah. But that's not going to happen.
Yeah, he's got bad news for you.
Yeah, I sold the boxes.
Don't worry. I saw your comments.
Yeah.
I screenshotted that and sent it to him. And I said, hey, you got to open it, bro.
Hey, but you know what? I'm going to make up for it. We're going to buy. I'm going to buy a couple boxes of Topps products.
Okay.
And we're going to open it on the pod. On a future date for sure. So don't you worry. It won't be the Topps Travis Scott product, but I will be purchasing at least two boxes. That way we both get to open them on the pod. Future date, let me know in the comments down below. Different people comment what products you're interested in seeing. I'm not going to pick the top comment, but I'm definitely going to be looking at them, and I'm going to be seeing what different products you guys are interested in seeing us rip. Whether it's one of those products where it's like one pack, one card, or multiple packs, multiple cards. You guys let us know in the comments down below, like I said, and we'll definitely announce it coming up in a couple weeks. And then, yeah. But I'm excited. Yeah, and obviously, I didn't talk to you about that.
Nope.
But it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I like opening cards. Of course. It's just expensive.
For the most part. Yeah. But, you know, it's the hobby. So,
Sorry about that. Mr. 50 commenter.
Yeah, Mr. 50 commenter.
We didn't think it would happen, and I appreciate your dedication.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he jumped the gun before.
Yeah, to be fair, we weren't expecting 50 comments, especially from one person.
No.
But
no.
I'm excited to rip some hobby products, whether it's maybe WWE or some MLB or football maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
So let us know in the comments down below.
All right, so now I want to try this. I've seen this on the podcast with Big Cat. They've been doing like their Mount Rushmore of just...
Oh, from Barstool?
Things. Yeah, from Barstool.
Okay.
Part of My Take. That's the podcast. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do one here, kind of fitting that game. Best MLB Stadium Draft. We're going to draft five stadiums. We cannot repeat a stadium, and we're just going to go back and forth.
Okay.
And you are the guest here.
Okay.
So you can go first. I hope you don't take my one.
I went old school. I saw.
Yeah,
when you sent me the notes, I was at work. I'm all like, you know what? I got some free time. Let me write it down.
Actually, I've been written mine down, but I have like my first three in my head.
This is our personal favorites, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then they'll judge who has the better five.
Who has the better? Okay, okay. So for my personal favorite, number one, I'm going to go with Busch Stadium.
Okay.
I've been to St. Louis. I went for NLCS game six, it was.
Yeah.
Cardinals versus Dodgers.
Yeah.
Obviously, not a big Dodger fan, so I was happy to see the Cardinals beat the Dodgers.
It is underrated, I will say.
And, dude, just the atmosphere, the people there.
You were there when they were good, right?
Yeah. 2013, they made the World Series that year.
Yeah.
So, they lost, of course, to Boston. Boston Strong.
Well, let me segue that perfectly, because my number one pick is Fenway.
I had that. I had that on here. I'm not going to lie.
I knew it was going to be taken for sure.
Yeah.
I love Fenway. Fenway, you feel the history of the stadium as soon as you walk in.
I agree. Uh-huh.
And you know that you're in a historic ballpark. So, yeah, Fenway is my number one easily.
That's a good one. I'm not going to lie. That's a very good one. Like I said, I also had it on my list. Number two, I'm going to go with Oracle Park.
Okay. Okay, that one I had, but it wasn't my number two, so we're still good.
Yeah, just because I've been there, I want to say only once, but that
same.
But I think it was Lincecum's last start as a Giant, I want to say. Yeah, he got a comebacker, but still, being at that ballpark, I think it was a day game as well. Just the atmosphere, the ambiance, and the people there. And, of course, you got McCovey Cove. Of course, you got the attractions out there with the big Coke bottle and the big glove.
Which are only for kids, by the way. I was so upset.
And then and Triple's Alley.
Yeah,
I mean, dude, I love that ballpark.
Yeah, even when I went there, it wasn't the best day for Oracle Park. I'm not going to lie. It was a night game. It was cloudy. There were seagulls everywhere. Yeah. And it was cold. But I could still appreciate how good that ballpark was, and that's a good pick. My next pick also kind of segues along with Oracle Park, PNC Park.
Okay.
Definitely
body of water.
Doesn't fit into the history of my first pick like Fenway, but you cannot deny the beauty of Fenway Park. Seeing the Clemente Bridge out there, past center field, out of the stadium, the Allegheny River going alongside, and I'm telling you, Pittsburgh's downtown is tiny. We covered it all in 30 minutes on a scooter, and you can see the entire thing looking from home plate. You know it's one of the most beautiful ballparks, just seeing it on TV, and after going there in person, I can confirm. So that's my number two, PNC.
That's a good one. That's a good one. For me,
I feel like if we're getting into the territory of like we're going to start taking each other's.
Yeah.
I'm scared now.
I'm also going to be staying in Pennsylvania just like you did.
Okay.
I'm going with Philadelphia, Citizens Bank Park. Love Philly. First time we were there was, of course, with the Dodger Films crew.
Correct. We saw them play the Rockies.
The Rockies, and the Rockies won, right? Because I believe there was a bottom of the ninth.
Because my thing, if a stadium has a home run celebration that's well known, I want to see it.
Right.
So
that bell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In Philly, I want to see the bell ring.
Yeah.
And we got to like the eighth inning without a Philly hitting a home run. This is when the Phillies were bad, by the way. They did not have Harper, Schwarber, Turner. They didn't have any of those guys.
No.
And I don't remember who it was, but somebody in the eighth inning hit it. And I was like, oh, look at the bell. Ding, 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 ding. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. And you went back recently, didn't
you? I went back last year. I took my dad because I asked him, hey, where do you want to go? And he said Philadelphia. So I'm like, all right, let's go. Birthplace of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Was the Constitution.
Remember when we were playing catch outside that building and somebody threw it in the street by accident?
Yeah. But like I said, I went back, took my dad, and we sat, I want to say, a couple of rows behind the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
Really good game, of course. And I don't think we did see the bell ring just because I think it was like a 2-0 game or 1-0 game.
Very did they play scoring. The Nationals and Mackenzie Gore shoved?
He did shove, but Christopher Sanchez shoved even better because I think he threw a complete game shutout that day.
Damn.
So, and then, of course, what kind of made it a little bit more special is they were honoring, I forgot the name of the GM or the office guy who they were commemorating over there.
Yeah.
But Jim Thome was there. Mike Schmidt was there. A bunch of, like, Phillies Hall of Famers.
Was that the one where Pete Rose was there, too?
He's dead.
I know, but he was alive at that time. And I remember
last year.
I think so, because he at least before he passed tried to get his way back into the good hands of baseball.
Uh-huh.
And I know the Phillies were celebrating like a Hall of Fame ceremony or something where he showed up.
No, I don't think he was there.
Hmm.
No, but
if you didn't know, he was a Philly. Everybody late in his career.
But yeah, and then it was just it did rain a little bit. I will say. Kind of delayed the game, I think, a little bit.
I love how much more patience they have on the East Coast for rain delays. West Coast, they'll cancel it immediately. And over there, like, I've had so many rainouts when I travel. Not rainouts, rain delays when I travel. And they always start playing again. Always.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Citizens Bank Park. Plus, right. Philadelphia. I love Philadelphia.
All right. That leaves my next one open, and that is Petco Park.
Petco.
Petco is one of the best stadiums in baseball. The food options are amazing. Easily the best food options out of every stadium I've been to. free refills, which I know a handful of stadiums do. Petco is one of them. Love that. And just the look and feel when you're inside the park. You have the park in the park in right center where you can find the Tony Gwynn statue. It's an amazing looking ballpark. And even when you're high up, you can see downtown San Diego. Amazing. I love Petco. And just the vibe in that stadium is great. Even before they became the brown and yellow again and got Tatis going and Machado, I've always loved Petco. Great ballpark.
By the way, you even think it beats out like food options in Kansas City?
Yes. At the ballpark?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I've only been to Kansas City once.
Yeah.
So who knows? The ballpark could have crazy food options that I just didn't see on that one trip. But I've been to Petco a handful of times now, and dude, they got sushi, they got barbecue, they got pizza, tacos.
So it's a melting pot over there.
Dude, yeah, it's okay. Awesome.
I've never been. That's why I asked. Right.
We gotta get you to a Petco
game. Hey, the Royals are gonna be over there.
Let's go.
Around your birthday, remember?
Let's go.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm definitely interested. But last two, right?
Yeah.
4 and 5. Okay, so wait, I haven't yet gotten to that point of mixing, and I doubt it's going to happen with this next pick. I'm going to go with Orioles Park at Camden Yards.
I haven't been there.
Exactly.
So it does look amazing. I really want to go, and it's starting to creep up my list of the final four that I have left because, one, the warehouse looks awesome, and also, the birdbath section looks amazing, so I really want to sit there.
I was there basically in its inauguration year, last year, when they first introduced it. It was a very high-scoring game when I went. It was the Red Sox playing there. I think it was the final was like 12-10 or like 14-10. The opposite of the Philly game, which is actually pretty funny. I love the out-of-town scoreboard in right field. Mm-hmm. Of course, the birdbath, like you just mentioned.
The only thing I would fix is left field. They cannot get it right with left field. It's just weird.
What, the last two seasons they've moved the dimensions?
Reformatted it. Yeah. It's stupid. Like, just make it normal.
Yeah. But, plus me and my dad walked around the stadium. We drove from Philly. I think it was like a 2-3 hour drive, which actually isn't bad, if I'm being honest.
No, it's like driving to Petco for us.
And we crossed, I think we saw Delaware for, 5 minutes. We were actually in Delaware for, 5 minutes. Yeah. That was cool.
That whole, D.C., Baltimore area is just all those, little states just thrown in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I love Baltimore. Jackson Holliday played there. Mm. He had a four-hit game.
Damn.
So that's what made it a little bit more special, too. Orioles are actually coming into town this weekend, so...
He's made some changes to his batting stance, which have helped him a lot. He's actually having a pretty good year.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him blossom because last year, obviously, he had that horrendous start. But, I love that ballpark. So I'm definitely going to go with Orioles Park at Camden Yards, I think.
Okay.
I think that's the full name.
Okay. I think I am going to go with, I'm looking through all the teams right now. I'm going to go with Cleveland.
Okay.
Progressive Field. It's not on people's radar. But it is an amazing stadium. They have a very similar Green Monster-esque left field wall.
Yeah.
And they have this section where it's the old bullpens of the field where you can go down for an inning and watch on field level from the wall. And we had the most amazing experience when we were there. It was rocking in Cleveland for sure. And I really liked my time in Cleveland, and I really appreciated the ballpark for one that I didn't think would even be that crazy. So, yeah, I'm going to go Progressive Field.
Yeah, Cleveland for the last decade has always been, a very interesting team to watch.
Yeah, because they're always sneaking in somehow. Yeah,
and, from the World Series in 2016 to playoff series last year against the Yankees. Mm. And plus that Lindor Grand Slam, too, where, from half a mile away, you can hear the stadium erupt.
And excursions call on it too.
Yeah, so I want to go to Cleveland one day for sure. So that's a beautiful ballpark, I will say.
It is. And your final pick
to round out my list.
I feel like I know.
Let's see. The first four you didn't say. This the next one.
So you got options right now.
I literally have a list of 10.
Okay.
Because in case for some reason we just happen to match.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go with Angel Stadium, surprisingly.
I do like our stadium.
I do like our stadium, but it's not top five.
It's become too comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like I've been there so much that, the aura of a baseball stadium for the Angels isn't the same as like when I go somewhere new. So, and probably just the state of the team right now.
Yeah,
so
that, too. That doesn't help.
Yeah.
These last three options. You know what? I'm going to go with Citi Field.
Okay. That was one I wanted to take. I was debating on taking it right now. I'm not going to lie.
My last, technically from my top five, I had Fenway. But you literally took it as your number one.
That was easily my number one.
Yeah, it's a top five stadium, I feel like, in baseball.
I agree.
So.
I think it's top three.
Yeah.
It literally is my number one if we're talking about all stadiums.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with Citi Field.
Okay. I do like Citi Field. I prefer it over Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I have Citi over Yankee Stadium, too. Yeah. So obviously, the Mets, great team, famous team.
Yeah.
The Miracle Mets, obviously, famous for that. And that new stadium, obviously, I never got the opportunity to go to the Shea Stadium.
Yeah, neither.
But Citi Field is a beautiful stadium.
Yep. Love the bridge and right center.
You got the bridge and right center. That was one I went to 2 years ago. Yeah. Second time going after the Dodger film strip in 2017.
Yeah.
But that stadium, like the food options, even the employees, me and my dad met two employees there who are usually like securing the area behind home. I had my Angels gear. He had his Dodgers gear. And they looked at us like, hey, what are you guys doing here? You guys are wearing Angels and Dodgers gears. And yeah. I always hit them where I hit every stadium with the famous line. Oh, yeah, we just got lost off the freeway and ended up here. So. But yeah, and then of course, like that game where Giancarlo hit that moonshot, I think it was off Scherzer. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Marte walk off, I think he scored. I think Nimmo was the one who hit it. But beautiful stadium. The fans are nice, obviously, depending on where you sit. For some reason, it gives me like it's like a small stadium, as in like the field. Like when I first got there, I was like, is it me? I remember telling Mobile, like, is it me or is it a lot smaller than what we thought? Maybe just because it looks bigger on TV. But Citi Field, definitely to round out the top five is.
Yeah. Right. I am going to stay in that division. I'm going to go with the Braves.
Okay.
Truist Field is definitely like a pinnacle of future stadiums right now, especially with the Battery, which I'm not even kidding. It's literally a city that surrounds the stadium. There's not like streets that you drive down. It's literally like a walkable city around the stadium that is Braves themed, and it's awesome. And the field inside, you got the water in center, right field and left field, both amazing outfield seating in the concourse is really easy to walk, and it's got a lot of history all over the stadium with the Braves. So, yeah, I'm going to go Truist Park, and I know there's probably people out there who – are
like, why didn't you say my stadium, or why didn't you say this one, Wrigley or something?
Wrigley, yeah.
I know that was the one that I was debating for like.
I know people are going to be upset about that. Look, I've been to Wrigley twice. It's cool, but like I hold it in the same grace as Fenway because they're like the two oldest and most historic, and I did not get that same feeling at Wrigley. Not even close, if I'm being honest. And it's cool. It is, but like, I just don't hold it as high as most people would think. Same with another stadium that's not far from us, Dodger Stadium. Yeah. A lot of people will say that's up there as well. To me, stadium-wise, it's nothing crazy.
I agree. What's crazy is that Dodger Stadium wasn't even in consideration for like my top five or ten. Like, so.
All the outfield is just seats.
Yep.
Center field is technology.
And then, they made something new. It was like a play area.
Yeah, like all the new refurbishments and everything are cool, but like, there's nothing that like gives it like, oh, like Dodger Stadium is this stadium that should be held as one of the top, to me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I feel like there's not a lot of stuff to do, only because you have a good team to watch.
Exactly. And that energy and the talent of the team makes it a fun environment to be in.
Exactly.
But, like, the stadium itself, I don't know, man. Like, I just don't think it's anything, like, out of this world.
No, it's not. No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I know there's people that are going to be upset about Dodger Stadium and Wrigley.
Yeah, Wrigley, it was one of those ones that I had right here in my top five had we chosen similar answers, but I do have a question. Does that Sunday night game that we, or was it Saturday night game that we went to, kind of ruin it for you? Remember how we were all like, it was very cold, the wind was
the Wrigley one, dude.
That game does not help. Like,
it was like 40 degrees, super windy. It did suck. There's somebody has a picture of us like all sitting with our shirts like up covering our nose.
Shorts has that picture.
Yeah, it was miserable up there. But no, I mean, I'm just trying to take in the stadium itself. Yeah. I think Wrigley's better than Dodger Stadium.
I agree. As a stadium. I do agree with you there, yeah.
And then I'll even give some love to like some underrated ones. Tampa, I know a lot of people talk smack on it, but after going to it, it was definitely way better than I thought. And it had the Ray tank. Nobody ever, and they never show it, talks about the roof being a light show for home runs. I don't know why they don't. That was dope. Going through some others. Detroit, you guys got a cool little like Coney Island thing behind home plate. That's pretty sweet. And after that...
So these are your honorable mentions.
Yeah, honorable mentions. Like I said, St. Louis is underrated. It doesn't get the love it deserves. There are three teams in the NL Central that are 19 and 19.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
For my honorable mentions, I had Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
The Bleachers Creatures, those guys are like...
It's cool. I just feel like I wish I would have been able to see the old one because I know it's not the old one. Yeah. So that kind of kills it for me.
And it's so historic, the old one. Of course, you got like the Roger Maris history. You got Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, you know, Ty Cobb. Well, not Ty Cobb. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. Roger Maris?
He was like the first one I said. But yeah.
Yogi Berra? Joe DiMaggio? Lou Gehrig?
Lou Gehrig's disease?
Yeah, sure.
But yeah.
Still looking for that cure. Hopefully one day.
One day. Another stadium I have was, I forget the name of it, American Family Insurance.
Are you talking about the Brewers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an underrated one, too.
Yeah, I agree. You got the slide. Yep. What was that thing? Was it, I might be confused. It's either the one in, like, Texas, or I think it was Milwaukee, where they had, like, the fireworks going from center.
It was both, I think.
Okay, because
they're both domes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can't really shoot them.
I think it was your
Texas
vlog.
Texas definitely does it for sure.
Yeah. Like that. It was from your vlog. Yeah. And then Milwaukee, where like obviously the fireworks.
I think
center.
They do too, yeah.
So yeah, I was, I definitely have that one up there as well for honorable mentions. So yeah, honorable mentions Wrigley, Yankee, and Milwaukee.
Leave a comment, let us know who do you think has the better five. Mine were Fenway, Petco, Atlanta, I'm blanking, Pittsburgh. And what was my other one? wasn't Seattle. It wasn't. No. Cleveland. So it was Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Fenway, Petco, and Atlanta.
My top five recap: Busch Stadium, Oracle Park, Citizens Bank Park, Orioles Park at Camden Yards, and Citi Field.
Yeah, so we're back on that baseball conversation. I know we talked about wrestling for so long.
Oh, yeah.
WrestleMania was a lot of our lives taken over. And we got through that stadium draft, and we'll start talking about our Halos a little bit now since we've come back from WrestleMania. We had a series with the Tigers. That one was not fun.
No, especially that game we went to.
Yep. 1-1 going into the ninth. Thought we had a chance, right? Thought we'd be good. Mm-hmm. Maybe walk it off even. No, the Tigers decided we're going to score 8 in the ninth inning. Riley Green decided I'm going to hit 2 home runs in the ninth inning, which was the first player ever to do that.
Which is crazy because it's happened not a lot of times, but it's happened where, you know, like maybe in the fifth inning or I guess seventh, maybe third.
But not the ninth. Yeah.
So specific.
Yeah.
We both went to that game, but we didn't go together. We didn't go together. We just happened to, I think we both just happened to be there.
You were there. I was there. Ty Guy was there. Soup was there.
Javi, right?
Javi was there. A lot of people were there.
Yeah, a lot of people were.
That's also the game where Scooball and Neto kind of jotted each other.
Yeah, that was interesting because I remember I was sitting behind home plate and I saw him going along the baseline. I was like, I told my dad, he's not going towards the dugout. He's going towards more the mound after striking out. And, of course, that's where the benches cleared. The bullpen came out. Yeah. And then the umpires were like, no, we got it. We got it. Go back. And then
I said it from when it started. I'm like, it had to have been Scooball. Scooball is a trash talker, high energy kind of guy. And I was like, Scooball must have said something.
But rightfully so. I mean, you're talking about the reigning AL Cy Young Award winner.
This is true.
So even though he didn't come out with the win,
yeah,
he balled out. That was a really good game. Of course, that Zach Neto one was the only damage?
Yeah.
Lead off, first pitch of the game.
That's been our games recently. It's been almost no runs for either side for the first 7 innings, and then everything starts going in the 8th and 9th.
Yeah.
Which is what's happening big time with the Blue Jays right now. We've beat them 2 in a row. I went to those first two. The first one, how did we win that one again? we went off in the later innings, bottom eight.
Yeah, Hoffman.
Mancata.
Hoffman gave up home runs to Mancata and Joe Dell.
Yeah, so the offense just woke up. I mean, better late than never. And then the next one was a walk-off. Jorge Soler, Angels
came back. Bases clearing double.
Yes, it was thanks to a screw-up by the Blue Jays left fielder, so thank you very much. And one of the driving reasons that I went back-to-back games, the homie Shannon hit me. Well, he asked me the first game. He said, "You're coming back tomorrow." I was like, I'm like, man, like, it's hard to come here. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, especially in the state of baseball with the team right now.
Yeah.
It makes sense why you wouldn't want to go back-to-back.
Yeah, and he's like, "We're meeting Vladdy tomorrow." And I was like, well, you should have led with that. I'll be there.
Which is why the podcast is up today, Friday.
Yes.
So excuse us, but we'll be back to our regularly scheduled program next week.
That's the plan.
That is the plan, hopefully.
And, yeah, so walked it off. Awesome game. And currently, we are beating the Blue Jays 2-0 as I speak and as we record. Hopefully, it'll stay that way or get better for us. And then after the game, I got on my way to Vladdy and where he is. Obviously, I won't say where we went.
No, no, no. We need you to give us the direct coordinates.
No, can't do that.
Give us the direct coordinates right now.
So, no.
Okay.
And
I tried, guys.
Let me break it down. It wasn't that
far. Oh, I thought you were going to dance right now, bro.
No dancing. And it wasn't that far of a drive, I will say that. So Okay. Get in, and Shannon and his kids wanted to ride in my Tesla. They were like, "Can we ride in your car?" And I'm like, "All right, fine." So they go with me. And this was a place that's like extended family. Well, not even extended. I think family and friends of Vlad Jr. And he's like, "Oh, well, dude, I know his father very well because I worked with Ibar before I worked with Thringifo." Eric Ibar, former Angel shortstop. And they were teammates at a point. And so he's like, "Yeah, we got cool back then. And now obviously I'm cool with his son." And so I'm like, "Well, yeah, I'd love to meet him." So we go. And if I'm sitting here, if this is the same couch I was sitting on, the front door is right here. And then it's the living room, and then there's like a hallway to the kitchen and kind of like a dining room / second living room. I'm expecting Vlad to come in through the front door, right?
Like most people do in homes, yes.
Yeah, and so that's what my mind is ready for. I'm like, okay, he's going to walk in right here, and I'll be like, "Oh, shit, that's Vlad Jr." And then I see down the hallway, Vlad Jr. come from over there. I'm like, "What the? How'd he get over there?" I'm like, "He had to have gone in the back."
Yeah.
And then he was super nice. He obviously knew there were people there that, you know, were just friends of people he knew. And they were just like, "Hey, you can meet Vlad if you come with me." And so I pulled up. And by the way, the Angels just hit another home run. Joe Adell, baby. We're up 3-0 now. And I pulled up. And he was just like, "Nice to meet you." Shook my hand.
In English.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, yeah, to be fair. He is a Canadian citizen. I do forget that sometimes.
Yeah, right? And then he went around to everybody, and some people I'm sure he'd already met before. I'm new. I've never met him.
Really?
And he's, yeah, shook my hand, and yeah, I said, "Nice to meet you." He said, "Nice to meet you." And then he was in the other room most of the night, you know, chilling with family, his friends.
Of course, especially after a hard day's work.
Yeah. And then I kind of just chilled, talking with everybody, got to know everybody. And one of the funnier parts, there's this man named Scott who's on the field with me and Tony from time to time, makes the nicest suits, nicest clothes. He's always sharp, always got the best style. And he walked in with a part of the group before Vlad got there. I was like, "What are you doing here?" And he's like, "Oh, nice to see you." And he's like, "You know, just doing business, seeing if he wants a suit." And I was like,
"That's crazy." selling him clothing.
Yeah.
At where he's basically sleeping.
I think they invited him there.
Right, of course. But, you know, kill two birds with one stone. Hey, you know, need a suit?
Well, I still think Vlad's in the team hotel. I think it's just, you know, I'm in town. I want to see my family and friends. But, yeah, and, you know, got to see him, like, acting, you know, at the end of the day. And I think we've all learned this the more we've been involved with softball and this lifestyle. Everybody is human. Everybody's just a person, skin and bones. And, you know, it was different to see Vlad. Vlad was literally in sweats and a long sleeve.
Well, yeah, that's like most athletes nowadays. Yeah. Of course, you're in your uniform.
Yeah.
After a long day, you want to
be comfy.
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, saw him, and I got a funny video of him going up to Shannon's kid. Both of them were knocked out. They were super tired, and he goes up to him and he just stands behind him and he's like, eh. And so Shannon has a photo of Vlad just like this and his kids KO'd. And so that was a funny one. But yeah, he was super nice. He signed a ball for me. It's over there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And there he is on TV right now. Yeah, so that was a really cool experience. And Shannon was like, well, that's half. Maybe next time we get the dad. And I'm like, dude, if I'm at Vlad Sr., that'd be even crazier. But yeah, Vlad Jr., very nice guy, very respectful. And obviously, I was not trying to be like, I wasn't even trying to be in the way at all. Like, I didn't want to. Right.
You're just there for the experience.
Yeah. Like, obviously, it'd be cool to, like, you know, get involved. And obviously, they look at me, they're like, who's this white kid?
Yeah.
Like,
you're the outsider.
Yeah. There was definitely one guy who I thought was white, and he shook my hand. I said, oh, nice to meet you. I'm Austin. And then I heard him say gringo. He's like, he said something in Spanish. And he's like, gringo. And I'm like, oh, I was like, bro, like, I got 3 years of Spanish and I've been around a lot of Spanish speaking people in my life. I can understand what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
Like, I may not be able to respond to you and have a full conversation, but if you're starting to say some stuff, I don't know if you're saying stuff.
Yeah. I'm glad you're one of those people, by the way, who respects boundaries.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a guest and you're invited.
Yeah.
There are some people who like don't really know boundaries and like, you know, like, oh, try to strike up a conversation and basically hog up their time, the little free time that they do have on the day. So, no, I get what you mean. So,
And he was, like I said, he was in the other like second living room. And I was like, dude, I don't want to just go stand in there.
Yeah, just go up and,
in there and like hang around. And
exactly.
I was like, nah, like if he comes in here, then he comes in here and. It was cool. And hopefully, you know, we'll maybe get to know each other a little more through future run-ins and hangouts like that. That would be dope.
You should have just pulled a Shortsy and asked for his email.
Yeah. By the way, Shortsy did that to Matt Kemp a long time ago when email was the thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, very cool experience. And another cool experience that's coming up for me, Ty Guy, and Fireball. We are going to
the Sacramento. Three gringos.
Yes, the three gringos and Mario.
And Mario, that's crazy. Just the three musketeers and Mario.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't loop him in on the first convo because he already lives out there.
Of course.
Ty Guy, Fireball, and I are the ones driving all the way there. Mario's going to drive like an hour maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to go check off the temporary new stadium of the Athletics.
The River Cats.
I can't even say the Oakland Athletics anymore. You can't. They removed it from their
name. It's just Athletics.
Yeah, the Athletics. I'm excited. I can't wait. Thank you to Deanna from the Tyler Skaggs Foundation. She offered me tickets, and I was like, hell yeah, I would love to. And right behind home plate.
Okay.
Cap territory.
So I sit behind the dugout and behind home. And what was Fireball's nickname for me? Mr. 100?
Yeah, Mr. 100s. Just because you always sit in the 100s.
Which is funny, too, because like these Angel games are not that expensive behind the
dugout. Yeah, I'm going to say this now. If you're going to Angel games and it's not like the Yankees or the Dodgers, don't pay for a full price ticket. Be smart.
Yeah.
Like, please. The cheapest tickets for most of our games are like $4. I haven't paid for a full price ticket, and I don't know how long. I either have very good friends that I'm very grateful for that will offer me a ticket, and I'm like, okay, I'll be there. Or if I want to go, I have friends throughout the stadium. I'm not going to expose anybody because we're like this.
Artie Moreno. And there, I said it.
Damn you. And they're literally in the mindset of those seats are open. Go ahead, man. Like, if somebody comes, just move to one of the other 70 open seats because we're that sad right now.
Yeah. I think before game time, like before this game today, I saw tickets behind home for like $60.
Jesus, dude, we're getting to Rockies territory. Me and DePuff, when we first went to Colorado, sat behind home plate for $20 in Colorado.
Right behind the old Oakland Athletics O.co, or what is it, Rick Anderson Field now? Yeah. I told we were literally like 30 minutes away. We were in San Francisco, and I said, oh, the Giants aren't in town, but athletics aren't down. And he goes, oh, how much? As he's driving, he goes, how much are tickets? I told him, I found two behind the dugout. And I go, they're $50. And he goes, each? And I go, no, that's the total. That's the total, $50. And yeah. So he's all like, we'll buy them. So, yeah, Oakland, obviously very cheap. Well, sorry, the Athletics back when they played.
Me and my dad, before Tropicana got hit by the hurricane, we went and sat behind home plate for $70. Oh. So it's pretty crazy when your team is not performing how much you can get away with. Yeah. Look at this. The game tonight, which you can still buy tickets to, $5. Then the next series, $8, $5, $7.
The Orioles, right?
Orioles. Yeah. Then we go on the road. We go to the Dodgers.
I think it was Jeff Fletcher or Rhett Bollinger. I don't remember who tweeted it. The Angels don't leave California until the end of the month.
Wow. That's good for us.
You can look at the calendar. Yeah.
Yep. We play the Padres, then the Dodgers, then the A's. So all California. And then we come home. Well, then we go to Cleveland. So, yeah, the end of the month.
End of the month, yeah. Which is, yeah, so, like, the farthest you're going is what? Sacramento?
Yeah, Sacramento. I was going to say Oakland. Yeah. Still getting used to that. And then you talk about this Marlins series that we got. When is that?
Next month, maybe?
Oh, it's right here. No.
Oh.
$6. So, $6.
So, by the way, parking.
Oh, I have a system for that too now. So
yeah, but the fact
I'm never paying for parking again.
But yeah, but the fact that parking is $20,
which is still some of the cheapest around baseball.
Yeah. I remember when I first used to go to Angel Stadium. I think it was like $8.
It was $7. It was $10 my whole life until 4 years ago.
No, yeah. When I first went when I was younger, I think it was like $8, which is so random because if you paid with like a $10 or $20, you always got $2.
Yeah.
And your change.
Now you can't even give them cash.
Nope. Yeah. It's all digital.
Yep. Everything. But yeah, I also will never pay for parking again until my system stops working. And I'm not going to give that away because I got it good right now.
So. Artie Moreno. Cough.
Yeah. Trust me, I would never be in the radius of Artie Moreno. I can't stand that man ruining my team one day at a time. And we are going to share with all of you something that we've had a good laugh at for a few years now. This is something that's built up, and you're probably not expecting this. I don't think anybody could call what we're about to talk about.
Oh, no.
But the Athletics. Notice how I didn't say Athletics.
Nope. The Athletics.
This is an imaginary team that myself and our friends at softball, Lil Kirsch, Javi,
Mobo,
Red Shorts, Mobo,
Andy,
Jeff. We have built up this team of mispronunciations of athletes' names or just people in general. And there's some pretty funny ones that have gone through. So obviously the team name is Athletics because somebody was trying to say Athletics. I don't remember who.
Somebody for some reason, how do you misspell Athletics. That's just the L
and the E just swapped.
I guess they were typing too fast. Yeah. Okay.
That's what most of these are. Yeah. Or autocorrect screwed them.
Yeah. I'm a victim of it.
I think I've been like a victim twice. We have, I think, 23 people on here.
I'm at least one. And obviously, when we'll go down the list. Are you going to go through the entire list?
We'll try to remember who said which one.
Yeah.
A majority of them, I don't remember. But like the standouts, I remember.
Yeah.
So our head coach is Mr. Iglesias.
Iglesias.
Because we were talking about the Netflix show Mr. Iglesias with Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias. And I don't remember who said this, but Mr. Iglesias. And I was like, you know, that's the perfect name for a head coach. So that's the head coach of the Athletics. Our team translator, you may know him, is not Ipe. No. It is Epi.
Epi, like EpiPen.
Yeah. I think that one was Javi, I'm pretty sure.
A lot of these I don't remember, but
a lot of these
the recent ones I think I will remember, but
you know
what, for the future I feel like put the victim
but up. There's so many now that it's like, what's the point? This one I do remember though. AB and Burford.
Oh yeah,
Javi was trying to say Vontaze Burfict and AB Antonio Brown. We were having a conversation about that famous play where Vontaze hit Antonio Brown really hard, so he was trying to type AB and Vontaze Burfict, and what came out was AB and Burford. So
that sounds like a law firm. I think, what was the joke we made, that it sounded like a law firm?
A law firm, yeah.
Yeah.
And
AB and Burford.
That was the first victim of the Athletics, AB and Burford. This one is pretty self-explanatory. Baker Mayfield. I'm almost positive that was Allen.
It might have been.
Very strongly sure.
Was it around that time where he was a Ram?
I think so. Yeah. So Baker Mayfield. This and the next one are my two favorites. It's hard. I actually think the next one is my second place. The one after is my first place. Cody Bellinger.
Not Bellinger. Yeah. Bellinger. Who's that one?
I think that was Kirsch.
Yeah. Well, that's his guy, too. Yeah, so exactly. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Cody Bellinger. Then we have my favorite, and this is a hobby one, John Muratee.
Not John Morant.
Yeah.
John Muratee.
It's funny because I think John Morant is on here three times with three different slip-ups.
Yeah, and we'll get to it right now. We'll get to it.
John Muratee. Love that one. That is easily my favorite.
Then this one was Javi, right?
Yes. And he called him this intentionally forever. If you didn't know, Javi only really got into football like 3 or 4 years ago.
So post-pandemic.
He was like a drifter with football. Didn't really care about it. Didn't really pay attention to it. This is how much it showed, because he genuinely thought this was this guy's name.
For the Los Angeles Chargers. Mm-hmm. Joshua Herbert.
Yeah. Not Justin Herbert. Javi would call him Joshua Herbert on purpose for a long time.
But my question is, did he call him Joshua by accident and then he ran with it?
Well, he legit thought it was Joshua, I think, the whole time.
Yeah.
And then when he found out. I'd always correct him. I'm like, it's Justin. And this is when he became a Chargers fan. And I was like, Javi, if you're going to be a fan, get your quarterback's name right. And he has it right now. He loves Justin Herbert now. But the early stages of Chargers fan Javi, he would always call him Joshua Herbert.
Yeah.
And next up, do you remember who said this one? I remember who said this one.
This was a one-time thing because it was just random too because, you know, it wasn't in our chat that we have.
Yeah.
But Fireball.
Yes.
Didn't say the famous UFC personality, Hasbulla. He said Hezbollah.
Yeah. Because somebody at an Angel game had a cutout of Hasbulla wearing an Angels jersey.
Yeah.
And Fireball goes, oh, look, they got Hezbollah over there. I'm like, that's Bella.
Yeah, and you were with him at the game.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
So, yeah. I remember you sent it into our chat, and you said, Fireball just said Hezbollah. And we were just, like, laughing at it all the time.
Next one.
We love you, though, Fireball. We love you.
Cooper Rice. I think that was supposed to be Cooper Rush,
I'm pretty sure.
The quarterback
okay.
of the...
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm almost positive that's who it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And Devonta Hill. I don't remember who that's supposed to be.
Devontae Smith, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Who's that? Bears? Deontay
Foreman?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Devontae Hill, maybe?
If I wrote these down, there was a reason.
Yeah.
This note is, I don't even know how long. It's probably years old.
Yeah.
And so I don't remember exactly I'm pretty sure Cooper Rice was supposed to be Cooper Rush. Pretty sure. Devonta Hill, I have no clue.
Devonta Hill also could be Devontae Smith from the Eagles and Tyreek Hill.
Could have been, yeah.
Both wide receivers. Maybe they tried to say both, but they said it as one.
Yeah. I don't remember who said those ones either. Paul Water. That was supposed to be Paul Walker.
I feel like Art said that one. Mobo.
I thought that was Shortsy.
Like I said, dude, these are just names that people wrote. And then, of course, autocorrect got the best of them.
Rashidi Rice.
Rashidi. Well, that one's pretty easy.
Supposed to be Rashidi Rice of the Chiefs.
Well, Rashidi.
Yeah, Rashidi Rice. Corbin Bruins. That was a recent one. I think that was me.
Corbin Bruins.
Yeah, not Burns. Corbin Bruins. Vin DeStahl.
Not Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Vin DeStahl.
Yeah.
What autocorrect makes it think not Diesel, DeStahl?
I don't know.
That one is interesting.
And then another Ja Morant one snuck its way in. Ja Morant.
Ja Morant. Yeah. Dude, these, like, I know it's not people, like, misspelling on purpose, but the fact that autocorrect, I feel like, is most of these.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it comes up with the weirdest word. It's like Paul Walker, Paul Water.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Romeo Iglesias. I don't remember who.
Romeo Iglesias.
I don't remember. Who's the singer?
Romeo Santos, maybe?
No, no. His last name's Iglesias.
Oh, Enrique Iglesias?
I think that's who they were trying to say. Okay. And it came up with Romeo Iglesias.
Okay. That's interesting.
This one's another funny one. Bustar instead of Brewstar.
Yeah, Boostar.
Yeah, yeah. Bustar. I like that one.
Dude, the autocorrect. Like, how much sense does that make?
Yeah.
Boostar.
Yeah. And then this next one is another Ja Morant sneaking his way in. Go ahead.
Ja Romant.
Yeah. So, to let you all know, the three Ja Morant misspellings are Ja Muratti, Ja Mara, and Ja Romant.
Dude, triplets lost at birth.
Yeah. This one.
That one was me.
Yeah, Jerks and Profane.
So this is the story.
Yeah.
So at work, I forgot. I think this was during the NLDS.
It was.
Yeah. I have two phones, right? Right here. I have two phones.
One for the plug and one for the hoe.
Exactly. This one was charging my normal phone. So I have this other device and that one.
A Wi-Fi phone.
A Wi-Fi phone, basically. Yeah, that one. I thought I put Profar. And then when I click send, it automatically changed it to Profane.
And of course, they did not let that go.
They did not. And you know, it's okay because I still ride with it. Every time Profar is mentioned, I say Profane. I pull a hobby, basically. Yeah. I ride with it. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's funny at the end of the day. So, yeah. But, yeah, they will not let you forget it.
Nope. This next one, I think, was Shorty. Bruce Harper.
Yeah, that does sound like Shorty. Yeah. Bruce Harper. Yeah.
You guys know who that is, Bryce Harper. Lukey was supposed to be Loki.
Okay. Okay, Loki as in Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel. Okay. Yeah.
Lukey.
Lukey. That might have been me. Seal Hina. It's actually supposed to be Heel Cena.
Was that you?
That was me.
Yeah. Seal Hina. Not Heel Cena.
Seal Hina. I was talking too fast at our PlayStation party. You're too, R was supposed to be Art.
Who said that one?
I don't remember, but R.
R.
And then this one was Kershy recently. He was in a party trying to say Kumar Rocker, but instead he said Kumon Rocker.
Kumon as in like
the tutoring service.
Kumon. Yeah.
Kumon Rocker. And that is everybody. And our language, what do we speak?
We speak.
Not Pakistanese. Wait.
We Pakistan. Pakistanese.
Pakistanese.
No, Pakistanese.
Yeah. What's the actual country?
Pakistan?
Pakistanis? Yeah, would be the
I don't want to guess and get it wrong.
Yeah. So I mean we probably are wrong.
Yeah, we've been wrong from the beginning, but
yeah, but Pakistanis.
Why don't you ask Epi, bro? Why don't you ask Epi, our translator? Oh,
yeah, our translator.
Yeah, Epi? Ask Epi.
Yeah. That's the Celtics. I thought we'd introduce that to our fans. Yeah. I thought you guys might find that funny.
Yeah, we're going to include the list So for the visual viewers on YouTube, you'll be able to see it. Podcasters, hop onto the YouTube video, see the full list. And do you have any favorites from the list?
Ja Morant is my favorite one.
I have that one on here, Ja Morant.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is, just because it's new, Kershy just said it, not the Kumon Rocker one, but you forgot to add it. Your former Seahawk, now Las Vegas Raider quarterback, Genie Smith.
Yeah, he did spell that wrong. Yeah, that's right.
You got to add that one now.
Kershy was trying to roast all our teams, and he goes, oh, yeah, and Genie Smith sucks too. And I said, one, when have I ever been a Raider fan? Yeah. Clearly, you have not been keeping up with football. And two, his name's Gino.
Not Genie. Yeah.
I forgot about that. I didn't even add it. So welcome to the team, Genie Smith. Yeah,
I wrote it on here just because it was so recent. So.
It was. It was literally the other day.
And, of course, you got to give it to Cody Bellanger.
I was going to say, Ja Morant and Cody Bellanger are my easy one and two.
Yeah.
And then my three might be Hezbollah.
Hezbollah's a good one. Yeah. Hezbollah's a good one. But, yeah, Genie Smith was just so funny. Obviously, the autocorrect doesn't recognize Gino.
Yeah.
So it'll probably put Genie. But, yeah, top three for me, obviously, Ja Morant, Cody Bellanger, and Genie Smith.
Okay. And one last thing we want to talk about, I put it at the end because I know we've been talking about a lot of wrestling recently, but this was something cool that we did. We went to our first ever TNA show.
That's right. That we did.
Which, thank you to, I'm blanking right now. I am so sorry. Ross. Thank you, Ross.
Ross. Not from friends.
Obviously, I changed my way of YouTube with posting every day to going to more higher quality, better thought out idea content. And with that, I believe I got to reach out more, try to collaborate and work with companies,
network.
And creators, network more. So I was like, you know what? TNA was, I'll say, promoting the hell out of Instagram stories.
Oh my goodness. God, dude. It was like 4 out of 5 ads was TNA in town.
I couldn't go a single day without a TNA ad popping in. Hey, they're going to be in Irvine. Go watch them. So I reached out, found the email to contact the media team of TNA. I said, hey, I'm a YouTuber. I have this many subscribers. Here's my channel name. I would love to come cover a show. Would that be cool? And without hesitation, this man, Ross, replied and just said, here's 4 tickets. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, not even what do you plan on doing?
No, yeah. No
questions asked.
He kindly just moved over the whole media covering like the show thing. And he's like, here's 4 tickets. And I was like, oh, awesome. Thank you. What about the first part of the email that I mentioned? And he's like, oh, we don't allow cameras backstage or anything like that. I'm like, oh, well, I'll still take the tickets.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's the saying go? It's always no until you ask. The answer is always no.
You never know. Well, you never know if you don't ask.
That's the worst
they can say is no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I asked. He gave me 4 free tickets, and I went with Cap. I went with Mobo and Art. And I'm glad Mobo went.
I know, right? I
feel like we don't get to see Mobo a lot anymore.
I feel like it's only at softball.
Yeah, it's very rarely. And Mobo, if you are listening right now, like, pull through, bro. Like, we want to hang out with you. We want to see you, bro. It's nice to see you. It feels very far in between.
Yeah. He said he should be pulling up to Money in the Bank. He said he wants to go. Well, so it'd be nice if we all went
together. A friend of his wants to go. And that I think too. That especially pushed him to want to go.
Yeah. So and it's in LA.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
for some reason, my head was like, no, it's Anaheim. Probably because we're so baseball back now.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, it's at Intuit Dome. But we'll be there. We'll be at Money in the Bank. We got our tickets.
Yeah. I'll be at Money in the Bank. And Worlds Collide.
Yes, the collaborative. Well, actually, it's not even collaborative anymore because WWE bought them. But yeah,
AAA,
the
towing
Luchador,
insurance. Oh,
yeah, sure. The Luchador company that was killing it is now with WWE, and they have a good amount of their talent with them now, and they're doing their own PLE, literally.
Couple
across
blocks
the
away.
Street.
Yeah.
Like pretty much.
At the forum. So that's gonna be fun.
Yeah. And we'll see if our tickets are legit. Shortsy has not been able to send them
to us.
I
know.
He also got them a day earlier than he was supposed to.
I did see the Cash App pre-sale. I did see that. So he's not lying, obviously, on that front.
No, I know, but like maybe like he missed something and he got scammed. Like
I hope not.
I hope not.
I hope not.
Because I'm like, well, one, why won't the tickets send? 2, why did WWE on that Monday go on Raw and say pre-sale tomorrow? And I was like,
something's not adding up.
I was like, I hope that Cash App thing was a legit thing from WWE.
I do think he does have the tickets, but maybe because you know how you need the Intuit app, and
that's what he's trying to send them from, isn't he?
Yeah, but like. Yeah. I don't know. The app's not perfect. I've heard a lot of glitches on that
app. We went
to
Netflix Raw. Me and you transferred them no problem to each other.
Yeah.
Because we have to have them.
Yeah.
The Intuit
they have to scan your face.
It's so frustrating because he can't scan us all in. They literally say for anything Intuit, each person has to have their ticket.
Yeah.
So like when we went to Netflix on Raw, I had to send him his. And I also had to send Papa Cap his.
Yeah, I had to make an account for him.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
We're going to need those tickets.
Yeah. I sent him over $900, so I better get my tickets.
Yeah, I got my 460 that I sent to him, so.
Yeah, so, but like, I obviously trust him. I do think it's more an error on the app's end.
Hopefully. I hope there wasn't some scam early day pre-sale that got him. Because I didn't really hear about the Cash App pre-sale thing.
Yeah, no, but I did see the tweet, though, that WWE made.
Mm-hmm.
They made a tweet saying, like, oh, Cash App pre-sale. Okay. So it's legit for sure on that on that end.
Okay.
But
hopefully
I'm excited.
It's just the app screwing up.
Yeah.
I think for sure we're getting Cena Punk, I think, as the WWE Championship match there.
Yeah, they have to run it back, just like they're running it back with Orton.
Especially because their biggest match, the one that everybody remembers, happened at Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I obviously Cena's going to face a lot of legendary people up until he loses the title. He's facing Randy this weekend. And obviously, I think with it being Money in the Bank, they're going to set up something with Punk. And then who do we think is going to win these Money in the Bank matches?
Cena.
I do like that theory. I've heard that theory where he's going to win it himself to ruin wrestling.
Yep.
And make sure nobody can cash in on him.
That's so, what I heard. That when I first saw that, I told Shortsy, and when I told him, he goes, "You know what? I actually like that."
Yeah,
it goes with what Cena's trying to do.
Yeah,
ruin wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. And my guess is, I'm just going to go with the ones that have been rumored for a few years, and I think one of these has to hit. Logan Paul, I think, would be hilarious with the briefcase.
Yeah, it would be funny. I can see what you mean.
Yeah, and he's already been in one and not won it. So I think eventually down the line, he's got to be in one and win it. So I think it'd be hilarious because he posts weekly vlogs that are pretty much strictly WWE now.
Yeah.
And so he'd have that everywhere. And I think it would be probably the most entertaining, or at least one of the top most entertaining WWE Money in the Bank briefcase holders of all time.
Yeah, plus he'd be promoting it. It'd be front and center, right next to the prime bottles on every podcast or vlog.
He'd literally probably decal it in prime. I'm not even kidding.
And whatever events, what's the word? Basically celebrity events he goes to or is invited to, he's going to bring it everywhere.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to ask him, what's that briefcase? What's it about? Yeah. And then once he explains it,
plus
the curiosity peaks.
Plus, he, I just lost it. I had it, I lost it. So I'm just going to go to the Women's Money in the Bank. Yeah. Chelsea Green.
Chelsea Green,
I think she is finally going to get it. And, yeah, those are the two that I think got it. So
yeah, it's kind of tough to, like, not go with Chelsea Green just because, like, it kind of made it, not kind of, it does make a lot of sense.
The Logan Paul thing. They just had him come out to address Jey Uso about the world title. So clearly they're going to be okay with him eventually getting the world title. And if that's the briefcase to the world title, there you go.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. I mean, Logan Paul did face Roman.
He did.
And lost.
Yeah. But during that Roman reign, everyone knew when he was going to drop that title.
Like, yeah, was that mean?
It was all filler matches until we got to that final chapter. But yeah, Chelsea Green, I think, is long due to win the money. And they both will be the most entertaining, like, to have those briefcases. Please don't blow them right away. I think it's more entertaining to, when's it going to happen? Like, Drew McIntyre won it last year, immediately cashed and lost.
So I'm excited to see the qualifying matches.
Me too.
Leading up to Money in the Ring.
Yeah, now that we're going to be there, we're going to have opinions like who we want to win all these qualifying matches, which will probably start maybe next Raw, because Backlash
will
be
over. Yeah, the
Raw
after Backlash, yeah. It has to be the qualifying matches.
Yeah, you got to get it going. So, yeah, I can't wait. Hopefully it'll be Logan Paul and Chelsea Green. I would love for those predictions to come true.
Before we go too far off topic, how was it seeing the Hardys for the first time?
Well, we didn't even address that.
And yeah, that's why
we
wanted
already to went way off topic.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for those tickets, Ross. And we went to the show, and there were quite a few bodies there that we are familiar with. Matt Cardona or Zack Ryder was in a dark match along with Elijah/Elias. Mm-hmm. And that was awesome to see. And then who else showed up before the Hardys? Joe Hendry opened the show.
He did, yeah. First TNA live show since Rebellion.
Yeah, it was. And I'm trying to think if there were any other matches in between of familiar faces.
That's a very good.
Well, Moose has
dude,
made
that
a name
match
for
he had was actually really entertaining.
It was very good.
Who was it? What's his name? Gigi Dolan's boyfriend, Zachary Wentz.
Yes.
He was the one that wrestled Moose. That was a really good match.
Yeah, and it all led up to the main event, which was the Hardys and Joe Hendry against the Nemesis and Frankie Kazarian. So Dolph Ziggler is one of the Nemesis.
Formerly known
that. Yeah, and that was cool to see the Hardys live. It was really awesome. And then literally days before, you told me there was an opportunity for meet and greet. And
I think the day before, yeah.
Yeah, and I knew it wouldn't be that crazy compared to WWE meet and greets, like price-wise, because one, it's TNA, and obviously WWE is the highest of the high for wrestling.
The Mecca.
Yeah, the Mecca. So they're going to be charging the most. So it was TNA, and the Hardys are legendary. There's no doubt about that, but they were definitely in their twilight years right now.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know, if they let us split the price like we did for Mania, where you can have like four people and pay one price for one photo, it's got to be nice. And it was good. Art was the only one that didn't want to be in the photo, so it was me, Cap, and Mobo split it. And yeah, really cool, really short. I just went up to them, shook their hands, nice to meet you, Matt, nice to meet you, Jeff, told them both you were my childhood. And yeah, and I didn't notice until I started editing the video. They took, because Bobo had it recorded so I could put it in the video, and then mm-hmm. we just screenshotted the picture. The first one they took normally, right? They were like, oh yeah, like, let's go. And then he's like, all right, one and two. And then in the second one, Matt goes like, ah, like extreme. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, like, he, did you see what he did in the second photo? He goes, he looks at me like I'm just smiling, looking at the camera, and he turns his eyes and goes like this. And I was like,
just gives you the side
dude,
eye.
I was like, what did I do? And then
that's so funny. I didn't notice. I'm definitely looking back at that.
Yeah,
picture.
Yeah. And yeah, so they were really cool, really nice. I wish I would have, although I would have felt a little bad, I wish I would have brought the spinner, because when Jeff won that spinner, that was like an all-time high of his career.
Right.
And but then there would have been Matt.
Yeah, like, and you don't have the ECW championship
or
laying
the United
around.
States or any other championship he won, like a tag team title. And I felt bad because the options were meet the Hardys or meet Jeff Hardy or meet Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
And there were moments where I saw where it was like, oh, he only has Jeff. And so Matt would like step to the side.
Hey, did you say you saw him on his phone?
I saw one where Matt stepped to the side and I was like, oh, I feel bad.
Yeah, you think you felt bad for him, dude. Yeah. The lines for Elijah and Moose.
Yeah.
I felt so bad, bro.
Yeah. Especially for Moose. I saw Moose just like.
Just like. I saw him a lot with his arms crossed. Just like. You know. Nah, standing.
Anybody else?
And then when they finally did that final call. Like last call for Elijah, Tessa Blanchard, and Moose. I was like, okay, thank God. They don't have to stand there the entire time.
And what was also cool is. Ross, the guy that gave me the tickets, was actually there. We didn't realize that till the end of the night.
Yeah, we didn't until because we saw him. He had the TNA full access or all access pass.
Yeah. But he was also walking around asking people if they want Oreos.
And yeah, Oreos like, or I think, what was it? Chips Ahoy? Something?
No, they were both Oreos. Okay. One was like the golden.
Gold and the regular.
Oreo. And then one was the regular Oreo. And I was like, sure. So, yeah. Awesome experience at TNA. Hopefully do some work with them again in the future. That would be great.
I do think it was funny how long did we wait in line? Like an hour at least?
Probably.
I think we took our picture like at 11:30-ish.
Yeah, like 11:45, I think.
And I was like, damn. And plus that show ran like, what, 2 more hours past?
Yeah, I don't know how the filming and everything. Were those all dark matches after the Hardys?
Technically, I feel like.
But then there were some promos cut too.
Yeah.
The Hardys ran a promo. Joe Hendry came back and did a promo. Trick came out and did a promo.
Yeah, I don't understand how that works.
Neither do I.
Just because we're so used to WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. We did have, what, 2 dark matches, pre-show matches, right?
Yeah. And then there were, like, I think 4 after the main event.
After, yeah, dude. What was the last one? The dog collar match?
The dog collar match, you know, which in my video, if you don't know how YouTube works, once you hit the 8-minute mark, that's when you can monetize your videos and put ads in them. That's the new time, but it for most of YouTube's existence was 10 minutes, and that's still the goal that I personally try to reach is a 10-minute video. And so when I got to the main event, I was already at 10 minutes, and I was like, do I really want to include all these other matches?
Yeah.
I was like, no. I thought about putting the dog collar match, but I was like, then I'd have to create a warning. There's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, let's just do the main event and then skip right to the meet and greet.
By the way, fun fact, after those shows in Irvine, there was a message that got, I wouldn't say leaked, but there was like a bulletin that was spread out through all the talent in TNA that said, hey, we're going to stop bleeding.
Oh, really?
We got to stop bleeding.
Really?
Like, it's going to look bad for sponsors and other stuff. And I'm all like,
so we might have saw one of the last blood matches.
To be fair, it was a dark match, so it's not like it really mattered. But I guess maybe for TV purposes only, no more bleeding. But it was just funny how we saw 2 wrestlers blade for like the main event dark match. Like to end the entire show, like in its entirety for that night.
Yeah.
And then like days later, no more bleeding.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, that is everything. Thank you, everybody, for listening. 107. Oh, God, my tongue twisted there. Thank you for listening to episode 107 of the Off the Field Podcast. Baseball is back in the OTF conversation. Like I said, I knew wrestling was taking over for a while. I'm sure people were like, where's the baseball talk? We got it to you. And remember, let us know, whose 5 stadiums do you like more? And, whoa, Max Scherzer is in the booth on our broadcast.
No, I
think strange. Well, he's with the Blue Jays.
He hurt his thumb flipping the coin. Remember?
Of course. And don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to follow. All that good stuff. Anything you want to say to send us out?
Make sure to comment what Topps products you guys potentially want to see. No 50 comments of the same person saying, I want this product, I want this product. But yeah, let us know. And be sure to hit the subscribe button down below. Follow us on Instagram. Follow OTF.podcast on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes.
Austin Kleschka on Instagram. Captain America from Softball on Instagram.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. And we will see you in episode 108.
Adios.